Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have Double Net Pay's Brian Cosgrave talking about his really cool set it and forget it budgeting tool for credit unions and banks out there. So check it out. I mean, before we dive into the interview, tell us about Double Net Pay. What are you guys all about?
Sure. So the idea behind Double Net Pay is really simple. We want to automate best financial practices for the average person. So if you think about it, our concept is the garage door of the future is not one that's going to be connected to an app. It's one that knows when you're coming home and will open the garage door for you and knows when you leave and close it behind you. And we want to do the same thing with people's basic money and cash flow management. Okay.
And so, I mean, so now how does that work? It sounds like it's a very intuitive, almost a psychic type thing going on here.
Yeah. So, Mike, what we found is that the most helpful thing for most people is we're all busy, right? My wife and I each have business degrees and law degrees, and it's hard for us to find time for budgeting. And most people know what to do. It's just finding the time and having the discipline to sit down and do it. So what we do instead is we found that the best practices are to really get all of your bills that are owed over the next pay cycle mm-hmm. out of the way immediately upon payday. And if you want to set aside money for savings, emergency savings in particular, you need to do that at the very beginning, because trying to find that money at the end of the pay cycle is very, very challenging. Yeah. So we actually electronically track users' upcoming dates and amounts due. Mm-hmm. We organize all of those by pay periods, and then we segment that money out immediately upon payday. And we do the same for people's savings goals.
Love it. So it's kind of like a set it and forget it type of thing?
That's exactly right. We found that segmentation is really helpful for people. And so it's sort of a version of the old envelope system, right?
I remember that. So now, what was there a need to create this? I mean, what pain points are you guys answering here?
Yeah, well, what we saw, so we both come from, both my co-founder, Cody Laird, and I come from a banking background. Mm-hmm. And what we saw was that there are a lot of great budgeting tools and informational tools that are out there. And we saw a lot of those at Finovate this year as mm-hmm. well. The problem is people finding the time to actually sit down and input the appropriate information, and then they have to digest it as well. And, you know, what we found most people really want to do is what we call available balance budgeting, and that's how much do I have left until I get paid again? Mm-hmm. And if they get all their obligations, saving and bills out of the way, mm-hmm. most people can do a pretty good job of reining in their spending until their next payday.
Yep, indeed. Yeah, it's that I love the set it and forget it type of methodology, because it's like, yeah, you get pay your bills and then you pay yourself when
That's
you
exactly
get paid.
Right.
And then next thing you know, a few years later, you have a nice little stash in your savings account that you didn't even realize was going on.
Well, that's exactly right, and that's where the Double Net Pay name came from, mm-hmm. is if you think about it, your net pay is your pay minus taxes, right? And payroll taxes are an obligation, so are our bills, and savings really ought to be as well. And so why not automate those in the exact same way your payroll taxes are? And then so instead of your net pay, you have your net or your double net pay.
I love it. Okay, so what's the connection here with banks and credit unions? I'm assuming that they can deliver this technology to their members and customers, and they can...
Sure. So we have a white labeled set of APIs for integration with online banking. And so for banks and credit unions that are interested in adding a next generation personal financial tool, one that actually does the work for the customer, mm-hmm. as opposed to just telling them what to do, we would love to have that conversation with a potential bank partner.
Excellent. And so what are your goals with this technology? I mean, where can we take this? I mean, it's really cool.
Sure. Well, we've had a lot of success with employers and payroll companies. We found that employers are very, very interested in trying to help their employees in an actionable way. They've tried the educational methods of telling employees to save more and spend less. Mm-hmm. And you really just, it's like eating healthy or anything else. It's hard to find the time to
put challenge
things into practice. So we've had a lot of success there. We're looking forward to some bank partnerships as well. And ultimately, we see ourselves as a critical part of the digital wallet that we're all hearing about, we know is coming.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I think it just adds value as well. It's like, gosh, my bank or credit union is allowing me to save a ton of money by doing this. I don't even have to think about it.
Sure. And so there's a benefit for the bank as well, right? Increased deposits. And, it also just makes for a fantastic relationship. And McKinsey even wrote a paper about it last year called The Digital Battle That Banks Must Win. Mm-hmm. And so we think we fit perfectly into that.
Excellent. All right, sir, to wrap up, where can we find out more about Double Net Pay and contact you if
sure.
people are interested?
We're available at doublenetpay.com. And for the employers that are out there watching that want to try it for their employees, we're on the ADP Marketplace. Okay. That's marketplace.adp.com.
Very cool. Well, again, Brian, this is really exciting times to be in the financial technology industry, and you guys are right there in the thick of it. Well done, and thanks for being on the show today. Appreciate it.
Mike, thanks for having me today.
Anytime, sir.